the other hand is the vitamins. I mean, and you have a better, you have really a better television setting. But what do you view about that?
Or I'd like to comment.
Or do you think that the Eastern just has something to it that really sort of great with Christian and so forth? But you see, you have so many in the East Group. You cut down the number here. You're able to.
No, but not by much.
You don't.
Maybe cut it down by what you do. You cut down the peripheral, non-essential people who come to these things anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
You
yeah.
really don't cut down the presses. You can get 180 in over there.
Yeah. Well, I think though that 180 means you don't have 60 more that are going to get up on that silly things.
That's right.
You don't know.
I think it's worth exploring. Try the East Room does have a certain spark to it.
Yeah. Remember, with POW Brown, you're saying you would call the president, and now let's go and wait these things, and let's let her get home and have some time with her family. That's our major objective, not to have them. They're not going to be, exploit them
for some
he gets back.
That's what they want.
Well, you want Sunday the 23rd, is that right? Well, why don't you try to get sooner than that? Because he'll be back at 19, and you'll have 6 days. But I know that gets into your lead times, but you might talk to your people. If you get it sooner, I'll produce it.
Right at the Western White House live on TV, and there's a couple ways we can do it.
Yeah.
can put up a pretty good facility right at the Western White House to have a live TV thing. Now, it might sound like it's a demeaning type of thing, but you can put up a very good, solid-looking tent there, see, where you could walk in a very good setting with a blue backdrop, have the local press there, have a nice setting, but it would be from the Western White House. And they could do some good things from the outside, too. In other words, showing the setting of the Western White House prior to the press conference and so forth. And here again, it would add to the public's ability to sense what the Western White House is. And it is the White House. I mean, it is a beautiful facility. It is a good facility. And I think that...
Of course, we've done that thing, so you should know we've done it ourselves there a couple of times.
Oh, I know.
But that doesn't do it.
Well, it's done it, but this would, you know, we move into the second term, the press conference here with Western White House. There's a bigger audience, a prime time audience. It's done at 7:30. But instead of going up to a hotel, or going over to a high school gymnasium,
no,
we can do it.
Put up a tent.
Put up a tent. And they're good, solid tents. In other words, it's not a circus or anything.
The acoustics are not too bad, too. Does it make a difference? The acoustics for the press and the tent may be bad, but the acoustics, as far as that little mic is concerned, are just perfect.
I mean, no, the acoustics.
You know, you can stand out and breathe and talk to that mic.
I breathe in tents. I breathed in the tent at Palm Springs. The acoustics are fine with these big Waka speakers they have. Plus, as you say, the on-air sound is fine.
Well, would you mind checking in and letting me know about that limousine story?
Yes, I will.
I guess what I got the impression. I mean, they'll have